Blog Talk Radio.
Wally Ali for that beautiful message, a message of truly concern
and the images. If you only believe, you want to keep them images, not one more day. We will see the added problems to the world continually causing problems in the world about those images. We will all be ready to get rid of them. But some people is slow to wake up in them. This is one of the worst problems of a bad human behavior coming from that image. And we need to get rid of them. So we pray to our Lord, we have to stay here tonight, be some benefit to us in the world. And we hope that we be able to say only those good things that will bring life to this evil and wicked society that we live in. First, we'd like to open up with a prayer called Al Fatiha. It means to open. And we get our talk opening up in a prayer. At least we started off on the right foot. And that's what we want to do. And we want to first say this prayer in Arabic, and then we want to say it in the English translation. We were saying we are dead. First, we'll say it in the Arabic language. Humalay Shaitan Rajin, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. Alhamdulillah Rabbilai Dameen Rahman Rahim. Maliki Yawmi Din. Iyaka Na'budu Iyaka Nasta'een. Adini Sirata Mustaqim. Sirata Ladina Antoli Him. Godri Magdubi Alayhim. Walidoli. We want to seek protection with Allah from Satan, the rejecting enemy, with the name of God, most gracious, most merciful. All praise are due to Allah, the Lord, the Sustainer from all the worlds. Allah is most gracious. Allah is most merciful. Allah is the master of the day of judgment in which we all live. Thee alone do we worship, and thy aid we seek. We ask in Allah to always continue to show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor on, and not of those who rashly fall down, and not of those who go astray. Amen. We'd like to greet you in the best of the greeting of all the greetings in the world. This greeting stand out better than all of those greetings. And that greeting is the greeting that we give each other as Muslims, as even Christians, some Christians in lands that where Muslims live. This is the greeting they refer, they must have, they have. And that is, As-salamu alaykum, simply means, may God peace be unto you. We're here again tonight on this Block Talk radio station, calling people back to the oneness of God. That is what's missing out of the world. I just left the grocery store. And then they're going to the grocery store. There's a sign that no person will be waiting on if they don't have a shirt on. And then you look again, now they're letting people bring their dogs into their places, a supermarket and other places to shop. A dog should never be in a supermarket. Unless he needs a dog that's helping a blind person to get around. But just have a dog talking about he's a part of their family and all of that. We can't, sick people like that will get you sick and killed by bringing a nasty dog in. into the supermarket. So we have to speak out against that. Are we going to have to make supermarkets and places that we worship where there's no dog can go into and all to be saved? But these people don't feel that low. They want dogs to go into the, pretty soon they be bringing hogs in there. That's a pet. They got pet hogs. So best thing to do is nick this thing in the bud now. So praise it be to Allah that somebody, that Allah has woke us up to see. And this image is number one problem in the world. This image. Allah tells us in Al-Quran, Surah 6, Ayat 85. Allah said, Bismillah Rahman Rahim. And Zechariah and John and Jesus, Eli, all are in the ranks of the righteous. And Ishmael and Esau and Jonah and Lot and all we give favors above the nation. All we give favors above the nation. Now I'm telling you that these men earn it by the honesty they explain. And then, and to their fathers and proteges and their brothers, and we choose them and we guide them to a straight way. This is the guidance of Allah. He gives his guidance to whom he pleases, or his worship. If they were to join other gods with him, all of them that did that would be in vain for them. These are the men to whom we gave books of authority and prophethood. If these describe reject them, behold, we shall ensure their choice to a new people and reject them not. Those were the prophets who received Allah's guidance, copy of guidance. They received saying, no reward for this do I ask. This is no less than a messenger for the nation. Surely Allah has spoke the truth. So there's only one Allah. The truth is clear from falsehood, and we have been receiving the truth, the lies, and the falsehood for many, many years. Now it's time to tear all them lies and falsehood down. So now we're working on it with the help of Allah. We thank Allah for this opportunity to come before the believers tonight and speak and let us speak and let us get busy with moving and warning people of the lies and the falsehood that they have took on. As a question asked, can a human being be tricked? Yeah, they have been tricked. Anytime a people still call people by color they don't have, then these people have been tricked. All praise is due to Allah. We're going to feed the trick. We're going to turn the trick around. We're going to, with the help of Allah, and Allah saves with the righteous. And we believe that. We got the new Muslim general that came in to the masjid. And still, it's November the 3rd. We're still behind. But he speaks about Gaza, the deadly violent regime in 75 years as the Zionist path, the Palestinian land. Huh? Yeah, they occupied the Palestinian land. We can feel because we know what that feels like. We know how to be mistreated by people who call themselves white people. and has no white in them, has no right in them. And the word white is too close to right. And they don't have none in them. They don't even start off on the left foot. So they don't have, the right foot. They start on the left foot. They start off wrong. So praises be to Allah, the Lord, the cherished sustainer of all the world. Allah is most gracious. Allah is most merciful. Allah is still the master of the day of judgment. And it's thee do we still worship. And thy aid we are seeking. Allah, please continue to show us the right way. And Allah is doing that. He has sent up Imam Washuddin Muhammad, a man that we can say has patterned his life after the Prophet Muhammad. Because he did more in bringing Prophet Muhammad back into the world scene than any of those sheikhs or any of those ulamas or any of those imams that we know of. He did more to bring Prophet Muhammad to the forefront, to bring the idea back that Prophet Muhammad is the seal of the prophets. He brought the final revelation. This book, Al-Quran, has been kept away from the masses of people. Masses of people heard about the Quran, but they heard all the bad information that these people have put out on it. Put a lot of bad information out on this Quran and on the prophet, called Prophet of Palestine. Don't know the story, don't know the history, but let's repeat after any dumb person who say anything without any investigation at all. They want to compete a lie on the prophet. But we know Jesus and Moses and all had to go through the same. Abraham, all had to go through the same, had to face their own devil. Their own troublemakers. And they defeated them. And we're going to defeat ours with the help of Allah. Because the weather, the storms, the elements is on our side. The angels going to be working for us to make sure that the intelligent people get the message. And they're going to get the message through, they're going to get the weather through history. They're going to realize something is wrong. It's like the people realized, according to the scripture, when Jonah was sleeping on the cargo, they realized that this storm was not natural and it came up because something had got on the ship that shouldn't be there. And they spotted Jonah and they threw him off. But he didn't die. He got caught up. He got picked up by a whale. And the whale spit him out on dry land. These are stories. These are gold stories. That's point to what we have to face and what we have to go through. What misfortune that we had. And we are winning. Because Muslims, although everything is pointed to destroy the human family. The Muslim is trying to keep the human family together. And everything is pointed to at the human family and pointed at the human family to destroy it. And we know that. We know that the movies are sending our young people a message of destruction. And the people that over the young people, many of them do not have the will or the power to tell their children to cut off a movie, a violent video, a violent game video that has called that innocent, that good boy, that girl, good girl, to go crazy, to do crazy things. But that's what these movies are designed. And those movies and those destructive games do not end up in no one hand but the American people. American people are the number one purchase by us of those violent gangs and allow their children to look at them. How are we going to raise children and they were given to us to raise and keep safe? How can we keep them safe if we're going to give them the violence that this world is offering them? And they won't say nothing. And then call it and say they're going to grow out of it. And many of them never grow out of that violent situation. And that's why they sit. And the jails throughout America are benefiting from these violent moves. The drugs and all the alcohol are making big money off people, especially African Americans, people that have brown skin. They are paying out big money to live in these jails. They are doing work, they had to pay every time a phone call has been made. I'm talking about big money, $5 or $6, $7, $8, $10, $20, just to call somebody and talk a few minutes. The jails, the private jails that get over on our people. We build every jail and every courthouse probably in America off our sweat and our hard work for nothing. The way they worked us for nothing, we built this country. So we got a stake in it, and now we want our share that should have got paid, but they didn't pay us. And once we warn them of that, then it's on them. Once we warn the people of so-called power, got influence, once we warn them, then it's on them. Because our law tells us to get our share. Now, if somebody trying to hold our share, stop our share from coming to us, I'm guaranteed that Allah is going to intervene in our behalf, and they will be the loser. So that's the power of Allah. That's the power of faith, that we have faith in Allah, that Allah is going to do what Allah said he's going to do. So we here tonight on this Block Talk radio station calling the world back to the oneness of God. Get those images out of their homes and houses, out of your car, out of your church. And that's what we had to tell them. We had to ask them and let them know if they don't move it, then they saying they accept racism. They accept whatever ism hurt them. And we know that if long as they are under that kind of spell, they ain't never going to treat, we'll never be able to treat each other right. African American will never treat nobody of his ethnic group right. Whether you're a police judge or you're a politician. I've seen that for myself. There was a sheriff we went and talked to, me and the ma'am, and that sheriff that talked about it, he'll kill them devils, and he ain't doing this for the community and all. He didn't care nothing about the people. He didn't care nothing about the people that he was poly or that was over him. He probably would call them African American nigger more times than the Caucasian would, because he'd been robbed of the knowledge of himself and of his situation. And so he had no respect for people that look like him. That's sure. So these are the kind of people we're dealing with. These are the kind of people that go to Hollywood and get jobs. These are the kind of guys, once they get a contract playing football, they have no respect for the people that caused them to have that job. Our people don't realize what Dr. King have done and the civil rights and all the people that got beat up and shot and killed for civil rights, and what he have done, that now that the hotel that they staying in, they can stay in they owe that to our people. Our people lost their life and got killed for this. So we want to get that straight out. We want.
Come on, yeah, the call about a jihad of Sister Zella, man. Tell them I'm up here, and then they ain't got my name on the thing.
I'm
tell.
Sorry about that. Sorry about that. Excuse me, mate. Had to cut off accident. So may Allah continue to bless us all. We see the problem, the solution to our problem, that we have to unify. We have to let our people know if we do get reparations, that we have to take that money, invest it, put it together. If we just take it and party and then throw it away in drugs and cigarettes and alcohol, then we gonna go out of this world as the most backward people ever lived. We can't make nobody do anything. We only can warn. That's what all the prophets did. Warn them. When good time come, let's take advantage of it for the future of our people. When I say our people, the people that have been put in this condition that we in America, not owning anything, not controlling nothing. We vote for people to be over us, and they do us, and they just take advantage of our vote. And they do nothing to make life better for especially us, because we are different than the rest of the people. We're nobody been put in the condition that we've been put in. So they have other programs to help straighten us out, because they messed us up. If they truly human beings, if they truly want to get back and qualify themselves as truly being real human beings, then they will surely work with us to get us back, because they destroyed us. They destroyed our love for God and gave it to a false image called Jesus. They destroyed our true connection to God. And so they owe us. So we pray to Allah that what we have to say be some benefit, and we pray that we only say those things that gonna make us better and make the world better. Alhamdulillah. So anybody else would like to share at this time and this talk, all you got to do is match one and come into the queue. We call it the queue. We'll see here on the board that looked like a hand has been raised, and we will cut your mic on. We here tonight, and we're here 6 days a week. We're coming out of California, Block Talk Radio Station, under the leadership of Amin Muhammad, coming out of California. I'm his brother, Abdul Akbar, and we have Daya Bob, my wife. We're working on this show to bring some remove the images and all the false ideas that have been added to the world, work to get them out. And we have Suja and Brother Sister Karan coming out of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. So we are here tonight. We pray what we have to say help make this world better, be inshallah. So we thank you for coming on and joining us. We hope that you, whenever you guys come to say, you can always match one, and we will see your mic will come on, and we will finish cutting it on this side here. Thank you. We're trying to get totally free. We'll never be totally free until all the image gone. And free, what does it mean free? Free to have the responsibility to exercise responsibility. We want that kind of free to exercise the responsibility for our life. Right now, we can't, when we leave our house and driving down the street, we might make it to where we are planning on going, and we might not make it. because the people that we hire to protect and serving us, according to YouTube, they're not doing it. They are not protecting and serving us like they are supposed to. And this is a problem. Allah said he would never change our condition until we change what's in our heart, meaning that we don't have to work together. Huh? Not for the bad, but for the good. And once we do that, then we will get the help from the Creator. We will get the help from of the good lawyers and good people we need to help the law do better, to point out the wrong, to correct the wrong, and bring back what is right for all people. Because right now, the right, only the people have the right is people that got guns, or supposed to be police, and lawyers and stuff like that. The other people, they're at the mercy of the law. You can read off your rights as a citizen, the constitutional right. You can read it off, but that ignorant person on the other side, he read it off too. He don't see you as a human being, so what you read off to him don't mean nothing. So we have to change all that. Still have to change that, and then we can say that we have come into the freedom that God wants us to have. So anybody else would like to say something at this time, all you got to do is match one. I don't like to bring nobody in, but because some people don't want to say nothing, but I want to see one of the co-workers here, see if I turn their back on. As-salamu alaykum. Assalamu alaikum. Sister Karan. Assalamu alaikum. Brother Suja. Oh. Assalamu alaikum. Take your mic off, take the mute off your mic.
Alhamdulillah. Assalamu alaikum. He's coming out. He's coming right now. He's office of nature, but he's coming out.
Okay, then. Well, you are on. You are a co-worker. What you got?
No, I'm not in it right now. I'm in a situation. Not right now. Okay. I'm in a situation.
Okay. Thank you. Well, praise be to Allah. Well, like you said, we're acting for reparation. We own no skyscraper. We own no major cooperations, and there ain't been no accident. If you tell people God came in your image, all that gonna distract from you, and then everything you when you try to do something, everybody throws something in your way to try to stop you or delay you from doing that. Because we know that the lady that made Coca-Cola, she don't own no Coca-Cola company, the African-American lady who was serving Coca-Cola. We know many of the conventions that this world enjoy. Now, we made that when we was being oppressed, being a slave. And none of us benefit from those things. They waited on us till our leader died, Elijah. And they took the Alma and Imam, and then they just took all the school, the dare to get rid of most of the Sister Claire Muhammad School. Ain't no accident. They don't want good people in the world. He don't want that. I was out on the street, I was telling the sisters. I said, the sisters don't like decent sisters. A decent sister will get her feeling hurt by the undecent sister. Why? Because she's been told that she is this and that, and she's been told that the sisters with the decent clothes on are the weak sisters, the wicked sisters. And she the one weak with all the tail hanging out. no respect. She there's no scripture that can back her up for the ugly lifestyle that she done took on. That scripture condemn her for that. God told Adam and Eve to put some clothes on. Now, who told you to take them off? Huh? It had to be saved. It had to be saved. Satan is one who bring on weak ideas, wrong thinking, and tell lies. Satan is one who go all across the country, like London and Paris, and find the homosexual to make clothes for the men back in America. Now you can't even tell men from women. You can't tell women from men and men from women. You can't tell. Christ Jesus said, in the last days, this is what's going to happen. This is what Satan going to do. He's going to make sure that you can't tell men from women. And you got more men now with earrings in their ears than the women got. You got more men with long, just as many men with their hair down their back. I noticed they have. But there's a line to be drawn where you look like a man. You always look like a man, and she always looked like a woman. You shouldn't be where you can't tell who is who. But this is the picture Satan is making. This is the picture Satan is bringing back to the world. And decent people is the one they want to make seem like they the troublemaker. They want to make it seem like the decent people are the troublemakers. This is what Satan always done. Prophet Muhammad, may God peace and blessing be upon him. He brought the truth this way. They say he brought it in another way. Jesus brought it away, and they verse everything to Jesus, Moses, Abraham. When Moses told them not to eat the swine, they made it easy and sold most of it by saying that you grown, you eat whatever you want to, you your own man. God, all you got to do is bless that hog, and you can eat the hog. I hear Christians say that. You can bless something, God condemn you for eating. Even Christ Jesus took and ran the hog off the mountain and to kill them. And we don't know, we see now there's still a lot of hogs around here, so he didn't kill all of them. So all praise is due to Allah. I see another. Oh, our co-worker's got his hand up, and I don't talk long as I want to talk. So let me bring him up. Brother Suja Muhammad, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Well, you got it, my good brother. And Tyrese talk, Dynamite Juma, Kukba.
Alhamdulillah.
Okay.
Let me open up first with Allah's name. Most gracious, the most merciful. I also testify and bear witness that there is only one creator, there is only one God. And I also bear witness and testify that Prophet Muhammad, the peace and blessings be upon our Prophet Muhammad, is the seal of the prophet, messenger of Allah. He's God's servant. Tyreek did a real good job and everything that he was teaching basically was for the freedom of the believer. And there was a brother called in and was trying to attack him, you know, and it's we are so messed up, you know, all that good teaching that he taught, The brother was trying to call in and was trying to make it seem that Tyreek was saying that you shouldn't trust Prophet Muhammad. You know. And he had just made a presentation in reference to Abraham, where Abraham was a person that established made us showed us that we should think, we should use our mind. We should use our individual mind. We should think, you know. And he was making that point, and he made it, you know, the way that he teach. He made it from different position, you know. But he never did say that we shouldn't trust Imam Abu Bakr Muhammad. We shouldn't trust the army like Muhammad. We shouldn't trust none of the prophets and things like that. But the brother kind of sneaked that in. He was kind of sneaked that in over that good talk the brother had made. He was kind of sneaking in that he was saying that we shouldn't trust Prophet Muhammad. I don't know why. It's just something. We got a strong... We don't know how to support each other. We got a strong problem. We got a strong problem of hate in ourselves, of hate. We don't know how to support each other. I think that's what it is. We don't know how to support each other. We got to attack each other. Everything you say, I got to look for something in it where I can attack you. I can go against you. I'll attack you so I can steal the whole show. You don't made a good presentation. I'm gonna destroy the whole thing. I seen one error in your talk. And I'm gonna blow it up. I'm gonna throw a monkey wrench in it. You know, so we just got a problem. We just got a problem. But it so happened that all them sisters went against him. Our brothers too went against this individual, and that was unnecessary. It was just unnecessary. So what I'm saying, brothers and sisters, if we see our brother. Especially if it's a young brother, you know. Are you saying that you shouldn't correct nobody? No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying that people make points, and they go at it different ways. And Prophet Muhammad, in the Quran. It's that Prophet Muhammad says that put the best construction on it. If you see something a brother or sister said, don't be so quick to try to show the wrong in it, you know, or condemn it. Put the best construction on it. Maybe he meant this here. And whatever you say he meant, say it from a positive, from a constructive point of view. That's when it was another thing I suggested on the line that if a person, if you want to talk about what a person said, just say that. Well, look, I want to add this here to it. I got something I want to add to it. Alhamdulillah. But when you start using detraction, and subtraction and start using division, you know, you want to take something from it and replace it, then you know, in many cases, is you can see the mental illnesses in it. You can see the mental illnesses, and it's a hurtful thing, because these days and this time, we really need to unite. We really need to be getting it together and organizing it, you know. And let's try to bring out the best that you've seen in a person. Bring out the best point that you see that the person is trying to make. Like what I'm saying right now. You can take what I'm saying right now and make it ugly. Or you can take it and you can make it beautiful. You know. But we got the devil. We let Shaitan come in, and Shaitan is just dominate. You know. I'm gonna destroy Shuja. So we got to get that out of our system, and see that everything that we do we are trying to benefit or help each other. You know, and when people hear you talk, they're gonna respect you. Some people can act like they giving you respect, but they're not giving you respect. They see who you are, and they do everything that they can not to. Some people are just not gonna say nothing, you know. So praise be to Allah. I just want to bring that up. Because that's a serious thing to me, especially when you're dealing with a young person, and then Tariq is my son, you know, and I know that when he teaches, he tries to bring much as he can of insight that he can bring, and all of where we'll see a thing more clear, you know. And he tried to make the connection, you know. That was one thing that I showed him, you know. If you talk, try to apply the Quran, you know. Well, some people said that you shouldn't argue, you know, but in the Quran, Allah said that if you argue with them, use what I got. Argue with them with what I'm giving you. Argue with them with the Quran. Show the Quran. You know, so you can argue with them. You know. And the more you really learn how to use the Quran, and that's so beautiful. Imam Wahdi Muhammad got us applying the Quran today. What we used to try to apply the Bible and history and all that, you know, what Elijah Muhammad said and things like that. You know, we used to apply those things. But today you can go into the Quran and get a point of view that you see. You can get a point of view that you see out of the book and present it And people can see the point that you're making, you know. That's when I say that we should strive hard to study the Quran and learn the Quran. I hear people saying things about Imam Wafi Muhammad, and he didn't even say it. The Imam said it, didn't him. And the Imam didn't even say it. I said, man, I ain't never. He said, well, she's like, you know, you hear everything he say. Yeah, but the point that has been made, it's given an idea that of division, of being divisive, you know, and you see that, you know. So if we don't. If we study that Quran and study the wisdom of the Prophet Muhammad, the wisdom of Imam Wafi Muhammad, you know, you can be yourself. You can tell truth. You can make presentations. You can make points that are coming from yourself, from what you studied. You know, and what make it more interesting is when you know how to make a presentation, you make a point of what's going on today, and you giving your understanding to it. You showing how a person can think, can use their mind on a thing that's going on today. And you know how to talk on that and make sense out of it. Everybody can't do that. But some people can. You know? So I'm saying that we got a whole lot to work with. When Allah gave us this freedom, where we can make presentations from the Holy Quran and just speak on different subjects, where we can apply our thinking to it, you know, that's a blessing from Allah. That's a blessing from Almighty God Allah. Like we all almost every day we online. The blog talk here and we make presentation and we had to apply our thinking to it. It's a whole lot of people want to do what you're doing or what we're doing, but they just don't have the nerve. They don't have the nerve to do it. They want to do it. But they'll do everything they can to help you out, you know, and push you to do it, you know, because some people just can't talk in front of people. Some people just can't take the subjects and talk on points no length of time. They can't do that. And some people don't know how to use truth. They don't know how to apply truth. You know, they know how to be the devil. They know how to be the devil. They know how to use. They know how to lie. But you get more out of truth than you can out of a lie. I would lie, a person can back you up. I mean, a person can hang you up and trip you. But the truth, you know, you can keep working with it and you can show it clear to a person and they get more understanding on what you were saying, you know, because you're using truth. And truth is coming. Allah says, is there any other truth than his truth? There's only one truth. And all truth belongs to God. So when you use truth, you're using something that's coming from God. When you use the truth, when Allah is saying that you are with them with what I give you, then he give us the truth. He give us the truth. So if we use truth out there and argue with them with the truth, ain't nothing wrong with that. That's what God is saying. Ain't nothing wrong with that. Don't argue with them and you lying and you fabricating. Allahu Akbar. So we are, inshallah, we're striving to remove all racial images out of worship. And we are dealing with, we're talking about establishing businesses in the community, you know. And we also, we are talking about reparation. Praise be to Allah. We're talking about reparation. You know, that's been reparations is talking about something that's being repaired. Talking about a debt that is owed, that is owed, and paying that debt off. You know, so it's something that. It's something that is owed to us. You know, so we talking about these different things. I'm telling you, it's a relief. You can be stressed out and be uptight. And you voluntarily give your understanding on these different subjects. You know, that'll take a whole lot of stress off of you. A whole lot of stress. Because what you be doing, you be helping other people see. You be giving other people a better understanding. You know, and you never know how many people you done freed. You done freed their mind. You know, and all this information is real good. It's real good for young people. It's real good for young people. And it's a blessing to hear somebody bring to you something that you done told, that you the one put out there. And you know that you put it out there. If it ain't you, one of us. Whatever the subject is, you know that we put it out there. You know. So so all praises due to Allah. You know, we got families and we should try to pass all this information on to our families, you know. I see more people as I mean, they really getting on that reparation. I was sitting up watching a program where they're dealing with that reparation, and they are getting to the point where it's gonna be demanded to us. And they're talking about we should be getting more than what they say, what we're asking them for. So, but one of the main things that I see in reparation is that we need more than money. We need to get some land. That's one of the main things. That was one of the main things that the army like Muhammad brought up. Give us some land. Cut us out of an area where we got land we can grow things on. So if they give us money in our reparations, we got to make sure. We got to make sure that with that money is a certain amount of land that belongs to us, and we own the minerals and the land. We can't let them play that trick that they played on us before, huh?
Mineral rights.
Yeah, mineral rights. We got to have the mineral rights. We can't let them play that trick on us like they did. They many people got land, but they didn't even make their own. They discovered something on the land, they got to give it back to the Caucasian, so-called white man. You know, we don't want that mess. You know, so it's and also we asking them to help us. This government help us establish businesses. That's another main important thing. You know, assist us in establishing businesses. You know, and what that's saying is that if you got a building, a real estate that's somewhere and it ain't been used, That the government got to give it to us. They got to give it to us. I remember my grandfather. He used to, any place he sees some land, ain't nobody using it. He built a fence around it. He used to set up a garden on that land. He set up where he got his horses at, where he got his cows and goats and things like that at. He break up the land and he plants different things. This happened in Bossier City and in Shreveport, Louisiana. My grandfather, Colin Cuffey, James Haley. We was Haley's. Like Ellis Haley. But he'll plant on that land and if no ain't nobody using it, he gonna use it. This is for real, brothers and sisters. I'm telling you the truth. So we need land. We need that land. We need assistance. And building things. I mean, establishing business. You know, like right today, the church can get buildings that they never give to us as Muslims. They wouldn't even let they'll give you all kind of reasons of what they gonna do with it. Or why they can't give it to you. So I'm talking about reparation. I'm saying that we should ask for more than just money. You know, we need that money too. Now that's key right there. Money is key. You got to have money. But we need more than money. You know. Because money, they can devalue the money. The way things going on today, you know, they can take all the value out of it. They can play games on it. And look at all these walls and things. All these things that are taking place, it seems like they just only start happening during the time that we ask for reparation. It just seemed to me that they started all these walls. They spending all this money that's supposed to be used for the citizens, for the people of this country, you know. But they spending it on other countries and spending it on equipment to kill people. You know, it just seemed to me that they doing everything that they can to stop us from getting reparations. Everything that they can. And our peoples, the majority of the peoples, through they not having the right understanding about these things, and you got people come tell you straight up, you know, your own peoples tell you, can't see why we do reparations. It's sad, but that's what we're dealing with. That's what we're dealing with. They can't see why they'll do reparation. All they look at it in the sense that this is the government money. They do what they want with it. When we know it's not like that, you don't do what you want with it. We know that that's the government money is the people's money. The people's money. And you give the people's is the one that they represent, that they supposed to be representing. They don't supposed to use money to make themselves powerful. And having that understanding, you know, some people don't even want to vote. No, I don't vote. They don't use my vote. They do what they want to do. No, they don't do what they want to do to some people. Some people is united and together, and they'll put a block up there on them where they'll get them out of office. That's power. That's one of the reasons we are talking about establishing businesses and supporting each other in business, because that'll give us power. But we talk that way because we don't understand what power is. And we're not moving towards having power. But when you got power, then you got a say so on what's going on. You know, I'm sitting up here and this television is showing the sun and these big oceans and rivers. That's power. The water splashing up against the mountains, against these rocks. That's a whole lot of power. You know, and just looking at all these mountains, that's power. Now man can put a road through these mountains. The man can utilize these mountains and can utilize these ocean rivers and things like that. So we got to apply ourselves. When Allah said that He made us Khalifa, that we should rule over this creation, that's a whole lot of power. But it's we have to apply ourselves in certain ways, and using truth, you got to know how to approach a thing in a certain way and using truth. Brothers and sisters, I'm making some kind of sense. But I'm coming to you in peace, and I'm gonna leave in peace. Of Assalamu alaikum.
Thank you, Brother Suzanne. Alhamdulillah. Well, like you said, we're here for the message of concern. The concern in this message that we get rid of the image. And we know one of some most of these images, the whole world gonna try to find its way back in the shape that the creator of this creation wanted to be. And that's what all the prophets said. They think wrong, they're thinking wrong, they're following the wrong thinking, and then we're going to have problems. Thinking on what Allah wants us to have, what Allah intends for us to have through the books, with the help of the prophets. You know, they brought the final revelation. They received it, and they made sure that now we have it with the help of Allah. So thank Allah, we're here to get rid of their lies and the falsehood. We know we wanna be great killers. All we gotta do is look at Netflix tonight. Look at all these movies they done made of us as drug dealers and killing each other. And let's think on what this have added to population of jails. Here in Georgia, and I know in a lot of other states, and then 13-year-old getting killed, 12 years old, women being killed and missing. All that coming from that image. Missing young girls. They left the house and nobody, and some young boys. All this going on. And we have all these problems. We have the Jews who control whatever, most of what we hear, they control that. They are the jinn that we read about. They were not, they're not a people that wants to respect the human creation. They claim they don't love no one but Jews. But there are people that look like Jews, they took them and run experiment on them. During the time when they had the Hitler folks to have the Jews, he ran experiment on people that looked like him. And I understand Hitler himself was a Jew, Christian Jew. So all these things you point at, why do these people get so much respect and help? Had the United States given them billions of dollars of our money. So, yeah, we want reparation. There were years that we couldn't even go into the public park, and we were paying taxes, and we weren't getting no representation from those taxes. The public park, you couldn't go in it. It's that white only. And that's the only one going, them so-called white people. They did that for years, paid tax money. They redlined us where we could stay on the sides of the track or what neighborhood we were. And somewhat there was a benefit in there because if you move into a Caucasian neighborhood, all Caucasian, and you be the only one in there, you're going to find some problems. People going to say that you don't live there, that you don't belong there. They show this all the time on TV. Have people that went and fought in the Army, on the Navy, fought for this country, and come back here and move into a nice neighborhood with all the people who got light skin, and those people give those African-Americans hell. So, we deserve reparation, but we definitely got to get rid of that image because that's what caused the problem, that image. And that's why Allah said, don't make no image of him. And these are one of the things that the prophet bought. And Prophet Muhammad being the last prophet, he brought that information, and he man wife the mama when he got it off. That's the number one program. Talk about moving that image, that false image out of worship. No one of people before him in our time have said so much of show no real interest in moving that lie. So Imam Wahid Muhammad came and he brought the understanding of what it means to remove this lie, this false image. It means freedom. It means you surely can have a government closely for the people and by the people. But long as that image up in the world, that ain't going to happen. Because that image think that they supposed to own and operate everything. They think that you are just what they have given us, niggas, and black niggas. We're not black. I'm not black. My skin is brown. And plus, I'm a human being. This is what Allah said he have created. But look what they said. They said that we are niggas. What the word nigger mean? It means anybody. Webster said, and this is the English. This is what the people of English language get all their information. What do the word mean? What is a noun? What is a pronoun? It comes from that dictionary, and Webster wrote in the dictionary, that especially the big dictionary, that the word nigger means anybody dirty, low down, foul. It ain't have nothing to do with somebody's color. It's the attitude, it's the mentality that he was talking about. And that mentality is prevalent, is everywhere in courthouses, is in most of the real rural towns. And our people, I know there's some towns in Georgia where there's still reservation. I understand that Alabama and Mississippi still have reservation where African Americans live on there and still sharecropping. And they love those people so much that you can't talk them off of it. I seen one down in South Georgia. And I asked why, them people will cut you out if you down in Moultrie, Georgia, that way it will. Them people will cut you out that you talking about for them to lead the plantation. So yeah, the mind, they get your mind, then they got everything else. And that's what they got of those people that live on that plantation. So we're doing the world a favor by moving and asking them to move the image. I know a couple of times we've been out in the street talking, and we telling the people that they're not white, no white people. It was the Caucasian people come up and thanked us for saying that. And, you know, let us know that we was on time. And many of them was making a suggestion, we wondering when y'all gonna wake up. So praise be to Allah. We own the case. We want our share that God has promised us, that our mother and father got robbed, great-grandmamas and father got robbed of their money. Lied to pay. You know, they used to say that our mothers and things would get on those buses, go out and work in those expensive houses, come home with just some collard greens. And wasn't that cold-blooded? It reminded me of those people that are running the control in the West Bank. Jews don't cut the water off for the people. How you going to live without water? Cut the lights out. Well, you can't have no light. You can't see what's going on in the world. What kind of people would do something like that and call them people or people? They're not a people of God would do nothing like that. They more hear the light than that. Not all of them. I ain't talking about the Orthodox Jews. I'm talking about the Zionists. Huh?
Right.
Orthodox. Orthodox and Zionist Jew. I'm talking about the hypocrite Jew. I ain't talking about the
right
woman. We know that, so we got to separate those good people from the bad people. And Prophet Muhammad
right
always taught, if we go to war, we don't kill the women and children. We don't kill the old people. We don't kill the cow and the chicken or do any harm
yeah
to the land. Kill those we're trying to kill. If the world would follow that, we wouldn't have a whole lot of war. We wouldn't have a lot of people getting killed in the war. We wouldn't have people trying to make weapons that kill hundreds of thousands of people at once. And we know that America's the only one got the record for dropping the atomic bomb on the Chinese people. The only one
mm-hmm
got that record of two bombs on Hiroshima and Nagasaki, whatever the other one was.
Nagasaki.
Dropped two bombs. The only one got that mm-hmm history. So
right
we know. But those people have come back. Those people have come
mm-hmm
back and been the leader of business in the world, selling everything. I mean, everything. Most of the things in America is made by them. So if Allah going to bless them to come back and do what they did, do what they doing, what do you think he going to bless us? And you know, I heard Brother Tyree talking about more of his niece here. I'm not small of these children all the day. And others
yeah
are talking about how small the children are. So you can see that Allah Allah is bringing our young babies back where they are coming into knowledge that's going to increase whatever we need. They will come up with ways to put it together better than the Chinese people, better, more plenty than the Chinese people. That is in us. This is what Allah said. When you say get your share, that means he going to help us get our share. We going to climb to the top because they said the bottom rail going to rise to the top. And those who first going to come last and those who put last going to come back first. There ain't nobody but us. So I
don't.
We coming back and be the leader for the world. Nobody has been able to explain the good, the human being, the best way or the best understanding of what God have created when he said he created a human being. Nobody has been able to explain that better than the Muslim, especially the followers of Imam Warahdin Muhammad. And the world got something. They know we got something. And many people are walking in all, I don't know about where you at, but many people are walking in and coming into the masjid and taking a charter every week, two, three,
yes,
five, coming in and taking a charter because they realize this is the best life that we can live. Even the small example they done seen with us out in the streets or in the public, that is enough to change anybody's mind. The way we walk with our children and talk to our children, that's a thing on the internet. It showed this man had his four children on the bus and all of them was reading something. And that the person that sent that said, this is what the world do not want you to see. A father with his children, and they all read. They all trying to accomplish something. They don't want you to see that.
Uh-huh.
And that is different than you saying that a lie cannot be proven. A lie only can make things worse, and you can and it never will stand up. But the truth will always stand out clear for falsehood. It always will make things shine and look better. The truth will. But a lie, the only thing a lie does is you have to tell other lies, and pretty soon you'll run out of lies, and pretty soon everybody with the lies that you told were no good in the beginning. And they have no respect, real people have no respect to us. can't trust
that's right.
you. When somebody trusts you, you have lost all respect. And that's what a liar do. He gets no respect because everything he said false. You can't trust him. So the truth is standing out clear. And that's what we got to get the people that want the world to have, a family life. They don't want nobody walking and caring for their family, going out with their family. They don't want their family. They don't want none of that. And they working hard to prevent that from happening through these movies, even through this ragged, ungodly music that they call rap music, which is nothing but music that trap the heart and soul and mind and keep the body and the soul going in the wrong direction. Not good at all to hear. I know in our days and time, we had some music, some songs that wasn't fit to listen to too. One of the songs I don't want to do right, and I want to do wrong. No person in their right mind or with their right understanding we want to bring that kind of music in the house. I don't want to do right. And then passing that to your wife, or she passing it to the church, and pretty soon you got a bunch of confusion in the house. Loving you is wrong. I don't want to do right. You're right. So who want to play that song? Still Away. Y'all, there was other songs. Still Away was many more were filthy, but they are not even measured. They do have no measure. There's no way to measure them to some of this rap music that we listen to today. This music have caused many of the jails in America to be filled up because it put in the young man. He ain't got to be responsible for nothing. And all women and ages once that young man hear that, he lose respect for his mama. I heard a young boy call his mama a bee. I mean, his police bring a young man out the house, and he was crying about them. And he was telling them that I'm a gangster. So you locking me up? I'm a gangster. You got no right to lock me up. I'm a gangster. He said, I know I'm a gangster. They locked him. Some here did. But it looks like he had convinced himself that he was a gangster. And his gangster was coming to an end because they put him in jail. But he still claimed a gangster, a hoodlum. It's a shame to see this. But anyway, we are here on to do our best to help maybe clear some of this stuff up. But we all need Allah, we have to put faith in Allah, and that and it had to be exercised, and it had to be recognized, be seen in you that you worship God. You serious about that? You're not serious about that day and time. Then all the protection that Allah put around you is not there. You're not serious about believing in Allah and doing what Allah said to do. And that's right. He gave us the gave us the information on how to live our life through the Quran. And we wanted Christians to know they should read that book. They read the Bible and then make a choice. Read that book. You don't have to be a Christian. Once you read the book of the Muslim, but I bet you'd be a better Christian because you'd be better informed on what you should be doing with your life. That is the power of the Quran. It has made most I've seen it took prostitutes, pimps, hustlers, crooks, and thieves and turned them around, made them citizens of men. But you think the jail want that? No, they don't. The people I went to the jail Friday, and those people only brought out one person. But I treat that one person like it was out. And I'll let them know when I will be back, and we enjoyed ourselves. And I will be back to see you next week, if God willing. I told them that in front of them. So they can't stop nothing. I know they were listening. I told them. I let them know that they see us coming. We want to close the jail down. And the truth we got, we're closing down. Help eliminate many of them, because the human being by nature is a good creature. He's the best creature God, one of the best, greatest creations of God that he created. But if he fall to the lowest of the low, when he keep following the things of this world, and Jesus said he was in the world, and the world knew him now. I don't know why they be talking about they know Jesus. He said you know. He don't know. He didn't. I don't know. We're working and trying to get the world and be a better world so we all can live and produce and be. So we keep it up. I'm going to anybody else would like to say anything, that raise your hand. Max one, come into the queue and we'll cut your mic on. There's no anybody else? Well, I'm going to bring the other co-worker back up if he don't mind. Brother Sue John.
Alhamdulillah. So we well, thank Allah is the God. He is the creator. And we are thankful that Allah has given us this opportunity. You know, praise be to Allah. And now, as far as business is concerned, you know, business is something that you got to do. You had to do business. You had to apply and give yourself to it. You got to make things happen. That's what business is all about, is making things happen. You know, and it might be tiresome. You know, it might wear you out, but you get used to that. You get used to that, and you have other people's that will assist you in it, and the more people you have, the easier the business would be. You know, people want to create things and bring things into existence. That's what it's all about. Bring creates. You know, we're not talking about creating like the creator create something out of nothing. You know, we got to use something that's already here. We got a different type of creation that we as human being does. You know, we got to use something that's already here, but we can make something that's that didn't exist until we put it together. We as human beings put it together, like a car. It didn't exist at one point. Or the boat, it didn't exist at one point. We put that together. Or supermarket, we put that together. You know, restaurants and things like that. So that's what business is. You know, putting things together. But now, putting things together, allow us to show us how we can get paid for that. We can put things together and apply our mind to it. You know, we can create something we know we can get sand, and we can put it up under a certain amount of heat. Fired up sand and turn that sand into glass and make glass. I used to work at the glass factory, you know, where they make glass from sand, you know. And then you shape those glasses up into bowls, cups, you see. And you shape it up in a sense where you can produce 1,000 of them, and you can sell them. People can use the plates, the glass, the bowl, and all these different things for in their home, and they can serve each other with and make things easier for them. That's who we are. We're human beings. We create. We're little creators. We create things from out of nothing. We can build our homes millions of different ways. We can build a home that you haven't seen. Shape it up. Like I was watching television, where these guys build them home out of the what you call these trees, the one that grows, and they look like sugar cane. I can't think of the name. I can't think of the name of these.
Bamboo.
They use bamboo wood. And these two guys built homes out of, in different shapes, different ways, with bamboo sticks. So we create. The human being creates. God give us the power. A dog ain't gonna be able to do that. A cow, a bird. Or bees, they got to build their homes the same way. They got homes too, but they got to build it the same way. We can build ours millions of different ways. Because God gave us that power. We can create. So we had to get together and use our ability. But Satan is the one that don't want us to recognize that we have that ability. Shaitan wants to rule. He wants to be over the human being. When Allah said that the human being is the one going to rule. When I breathe my spirit into that human being, then you submit. You bow down. You submit to that human being. Satan said, I can't do that. And Allah asked him, why is it that you want to disobey me? Why you can't do it? He said, because I'm better than you. I'm better than that human being. So you got people who got that type of spirit. And we got that type of opposition in the world. Where we had to establish laws and systems and rules, regulations, things you had to go by. And if you break these rules and these laws, then they got jailed. They got a whole system. They got the whole system. And you got people that can sit up and study and look at this here world that we're building, that we're establishing, that we're building, and figure out a way where they can capitalize. They can capitalize on you. Capitalize on your weaknesses. You see, And they say that they can make it a law that capitalizing on the person is legal. They got a word in Africa called apartheid. And the meaning of apartheid is racism is legal. They make a law where racism is legal. They call it apartheid. You know, so this system that is being put together, you know, a person, because they don't have some of the material wealth, they can figure out a way where they can make money, take your money that you're making. So we had to establish law. You know, so we're trying to teach this knowledge, you know, of right and wrong. We're trying to pass it on to the next generation. And we set up laws, red lights. African Americans created the red light. So you be able to move. After you build all these automobiles, they built roads and streets, and they built red lights because they know that everybody can't rush or can't go nowhere if you don't have a system. So you had to stop at a red light and go at a green light. The yellow light, you slow down. Keep moving, but you slow down. All these systems. And you had to teach this to your children, and your children would pick it up. And they're going to figure out something even better. I guarantee you we'll have something like an automobile or something like a plane where they're going to build something where it's going to be by 9 or 10 feet off the ground. Something like a boat, something like a plane. And a person can move back and forth because you got a whole lot of area in between the sky and the ground, and ain't nobody using it. You got a whole lot of area, you know, in between the sky and the ground. So there's a whole lot of room. Let's say if somebody builds something, can move in that space there. Our young people's going to figure it out. You know, and when they build it, they're going to sell millions of them. Everybody, I'm going to try to get one of those automobiles or a plane or whatever you name them, you know. Everybody's going to have one in their home, you know. Then they got to figure out what you going to use to make it run. Is it going to be gasoline? Is it going to be electricity? Is it going to take water? You know, they got different. They will have different things that they're going to be able to sell, you know, in order to keep things going. We're going to have a city that's going to be a world that's going to be so beautiful
You know, the scientists say that we're not using but a little bit of our brain. We're not using 100% of our brain. He said we ain't maybe using 25% of it. And then Satan is causing all kind of confusion because he don't want us to be successful. Because if we're successful, then the human being gonna rule everything. He gonna own everything. Satan think that he's supposed to have that ownership. And if he don't have it, he gonna cause confusion. You know. So we got that type of thing that's going on, and Allah is blessing us with messengers and prophets, and blessing us with books, the Holy Quran, the Bible, the Torah, all these books that we have to study, where we can learn how to be a better human being. Study and find out what God asked those people the way before us. What do God want? Are we obeying God? You know. And just through our study, we found out that God gave us a freedom to obey him or disobey him. But he got a law. You know, you get rewarded if you obey him, and you get punishment. You get punished if you disobey him. You see? I know it's going to be a war our great grandchildren gonna create, where it's gonna be easier for us. It's gonna be beautiful. We're gonna learn how to get all over this here creation, this beautiful creation. We're gonna be able to leave the earth. You know, this is only a small part of the creation. You know, just think about it. Look at the sun, and it looks big. But just think, the stars out there is bigger than the sun. It's bigger than the sun. And the reason they look smaller because they're farther away from us than the sun. The stars. So let's think about that. You know, we got God done blessed all this creation, all these galaxies. They say it's been created every day. Every day, new galaxies is being created. New worlds is being created, and God gave us a whole lot of space to work out in. Whole lot of space to work out in. I remember the Imam said that you see this space out here. Said, could you go to the end of the space? If there's an end to it, nobody knows. So we got to study. We got to get ready for a different creation, a creation that is going to be permissible, you know. And we ain't gonna need all the laws that we have now, because Satan is not gonna rule. The only reason that we got the laws that we have today is because Satan is this. Just think about what kind of world it's going to be without Satan. Causing mischief, causing confusion and deception. What kind of world we gonna live in? It's gonna be a beautiful world. We're gonna be living in a beautiful world. Ain't nothing like heaven. Ain't nothing like waking up on a day is not too hot and it's not too cold. The wind is not blowing too hard. Allahu Akbar. So Allah have created us, the human being, and have given us the name Muslim, you know. And gave us a mind to let us know that we can think. We can use our mind. And we can make things better. We can have more than what we have if we use our mind. And we can come together. You see? So it's going to be a beautiful day. We thank Allah for this opportunity. We pray that we be successful in passing this knowledge on to our younger peoples, and we be successful with the knowledge that we got. And it'll come a time where Satan don't even exist. So we came to you in peace. We're going to leave you in peace. It's almost time to close up. It's time to shut down. And we're going to leave you as we came in peace of As-salamu alaykum. Akbar, I'll turn it back over to you.
Sam. Well, look at your hand. Thank you, brother. Good job.
Yes, sir.
Went directly to the common sense. So this, what is this common sense teaching? We want to see the world be better. We know Satan got to go. We got to lessen his power. And we got to
yes,
come into power and have the best power and have the best
right.
People with the trustworthy people. So
yes, sir. We're going to have war without Satan.
Pray. That's right, without Satan. They don't realize they stay in the world of Satan. And he got to go. He has caused a lot of destruction, death, and misery. And we never
yes,
going to be real human until his power is gone. And we're going to take the world, going to want peace. We hope that be the case after seeing all those women and children killed over there in Palestine by people who claim that nobody likes them, that they are the minority, and that the whole world has turned on them. So that's time
the
people. Begin to see see who they really are. Not, you know, like I said, to worship them. Begin to see who they really are. And so we know all this spells the end of some kind of corruption.
Yeah, we're getting rid of that war.
Yes, sir. We got to get rid of it. And we're working to get rid of that world. So we pray that this end quickly. So, Sujo, you want to get ready to close us out in prayer?
Yes, sir. I don't do believe he made the state time regime. With Allah's name, most gracious, the most merciful, master of this day of judgment. Thee alone do we worship, and thine aid do we seek. Show us the straight way, the way of those whom thou hast bestowed thy favor and grace and mercy, not of those whom thy wrath has brought down, nor those who go astray. I mean.
Thank you, everybody, for coming and being with us tonight. Let's work and make this world a better world. Let's get our reparation. Thank Allah.
Push the beat up there.
Agba. Yes, sir.
They told me that you was the post office said you supposed to have got your calendars yesterday.
Well, they didn't show up here yesterday.
Yeah, they supposed to have came Friday.
I brought the post office supposed to bring them or supposed to come. I supposed to go post office and pick them up.
They supposed to have to deliver to you on Friday. So I'm gonna check back on them. Monday.
Yeah, check back with them. Since Trump messed up the post office, they nobody got nothing on time like they said it will. We'll check and see. And we'll see. But they come today, and Dio was here all day yesterday. Now we've been here all day today. We ain't left the house late today.
Yeah,
I left the house. But there's been no package. They bring that package up to the door. That camera would catch it and would notify us. So it ain't notified us today. So, but they might deliver to tomorrow. You know, these people something else. So we'll look and keep praying.
Alhamdulillah. Yes, sir. All right, then. I just want to let you know. So, alhamdulillah.
Okay. Alhamdulillah.
All right.
I hope they do. Okay,
oh,
then.
Yes, sir.
I mean, just, okay, thank
let
you.
Let me know when you get it. Yes, sir.
Inshallah. See you at B-U-I. Assalamu alaikum.
What? Thank you, my son.